We're in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin in Betzias HaPas. We're up to Sif Tez Zayin, and we're going to be finishing the whole Simen through Sif Chaf. Tez Zayin Ein HaBotzea Rashai Livtzoa At Sheyichlo Amein Mipi Rov HaOnim. The Botzea says Hamotzi Lechem in HaOretz. He waits until Rov of the people there answer Amen, and then he could start being Botzea. Why only Rov? So it says that if you have someone that is being Marich, he's taking his time over the Amen in a way that's really not proper, there is no reason why you should wait for him. It's not the right thing to do altogether. Now, why does he have to wait for everyone else to answer Amen, since he's being Motzi them with the Bracha? So we've seen before that the poskim understand that Amen is actually a Hashlama to the Bracha. So that so long as they're still answering Amen, the bracha hasn't really finished. In which case, what you do is you don't do the betziah, because the bracha is still taking place. So if Yud Zayin HaBotzea Poshet Yadot Chilo Lekara Lechol, once the Botzea was the one that was mechubit to actually break bread and be the first one, he should also be the first one to get the dish. So that when they pass around the serving bowl, he is supposed to be the one that you are mechabit first. And if he wants to go and pass it on to somebody else, the halacha is that he is allowed to. So in this halacha, he is allowed to be mochel. With regard to the previous halacha that we had the other day, and that is that everyone else is supposed to wait for him and not eat before he starts eating with the actual prusa, the piece of bread, there the halacha is he cannot be mochel. It's only with regard to the kara with some other food, there the halacha is that it's derech eretz for the botzeya to be the one eating first, whereas he's allowed to be mochel. Yudches, habotzeya nosen prusa lifnei kol echad ve'echad. Lifnei kol echad, the botzeya is supposed to put the piece of bread down in front of everybody. Vayacher nodel prusa biyado. And then the other people pick up the bread from him. The halachi is that an ovel is supposed to receive the bread from another person. A non-ovel, because of we are afraid of it not being a good simon, a non-ovel should show he's a non-ovel by not accepting the bread from the botzea. And the Rama brings the source, Persot Sion biyodeho, Remez leprusas hamotzi shenosnim biyado b'shas avelis. So therefore, we only do that for an ovel, but for anybody else, we don't. We put it down in front of them. And you're not supposed to actually give it to him. Now also, you're not supposed to throw it. We do not throw bread. Certainly not the prusa that the bracha was made on. In the case of an ovel himself, this is only during the week, but on Shabbos, you put it in front of an ovel also. And once again, not during Avelis, we're afraid of Isra Mazle. It's not a good thing to do. Sif Yutes. Misha Eina Ochel Eina Yochel Lavarach Birkas Amotzi Lahotzi HaOchlin. A person who is not eating cannot make a motzi for the other people. Avaliktanim Yochel Lavarach Avel Bishen Ochel Imoim Kedei Lachanchem B'mitzvah. For a cotton, you are allowed to make the bracha, but for a gadol, you're not allowed to. The cotton could even be someone else's child. It does not be one's own. For a gadol, even if the gadol doesn't know how to make the bracha, you can't make it for him. Since you are not eating, you're not mechuyev in the bracha. If you're not mechuyev in the bracha, your bracha is not a bracha, so you can't make the bracha for him altogether. Now, this halacha, that in a birkas hanehenin, you cannot be motzi somebody else, is a yesod, even though in birkas ha-mitzvahs it's not so. When there's a bracha on a mitzvah, the halacha is even though you've done the mitzvah already and you're not chayiv in it anymore, you can make the bracha for someone else who has not done the mitzvah. That's because we're all considered mechuyev in mitzvahs. The Gemara says, since kol yisrael ma'arevim zeh lazeh, if you weren't mekayim your mitzvah, I wasn't mekayim my mitzvah. Not so. When we're dealing with the birkas ha-nenin, there was no chiv on the person to eat in the first place. Even though it's Shabbos, even in the case of Shabbos, we're going to see in Sif Chaf, still the halach is we don't consider it a mitzvah to actually eat this food, and therefore you can't be motzi somebody else. Your bracha is not a bracha. We'll see what the exceptions are. Chaf afilu b'Shabbos shehu chayiv lechol pas lo yivarech lo chaver birkas hamotzi emeina ochol. Even on Shabbos, with a chiyuv to eat bread, you cannot be motzi somebody else. The only exceptions where you're allowed to make a bracha even though you're not eating, ella birkas hamotzi de matzah below rishon shel pesach, leil haseder, the bracha of hamotzi lechem haaretz and al achilas matzah become brachas that you are mechuy, where you're mechuyev to eat because you have to eat. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says the same goes for the first night or nights of Sukkos. That first kezayis in the sukkah is an actual chiv, and even though you were yotza, you can make a bracha for somebody else. Or birkas hayayin, the kiddush bein shel laila bein shel yom, the bracha of bar pri hagafen in kiddush, both at night and by day, is a bracha where there's a chiv to have wine, and therefore the bar pri hagafen you can say even though you were already yotze. Whereas in the case of the bread, that is only a fulfillment of the mitzvah of onik Shabbos. It is only a roundabout fulfillment. It's not a direct mitzvah where you must eat pas. We're eating pas as a fulfillment of Onik Shabbos. Says the Ramana, how go? V'yesh lechol aprusa shabotza aleh kodem shiochol pasacher. The part that you started because of the chavivis of the mitzvah, you're supposed to finish first before everything else. Shetehena chelus l'teyavon, hu mishum chiv of mitzvah. You should eat that first because in the beginning of the meal you have more of an appetite. So you should take that which you made a bracha on and eat that while you still have an appetite. Eat that first. The Mishnah Berurah says that from the prusa that you actually broke off the bread, and that includes the piece that you cut from which you're going to cut the piece that you eat. That whole part that you cut off, you're not supposed to give to an animal to eat or to a non-Jew. This is something that the bracha was set over, and it's meant only to be eaten by yourself or another Jew. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down a shlaw, that you should leave over a little bit of the original prusa and eat that last at the end of the meal, so that the tam hamotzi should be left in your mouth even after the meal.
What to do.
What to say?
Yeah, what to say. Get a bit of a...